And the sermon time will be limited to about 20 minutes.
所以我今天继续想跟弟兄姐妹分享祭司奉献的人生的第四部分。
So today I will continue the topic about giving sacrifice to the Lord, and I'm going to talk about part four.
希望这是最后一次。
And I'm hoping that this is the last part of it.
我们每次提到祭司的时候，我们都想到旧约时候这些献祭的神所选的祭司。
When we talk about priests, we always think about those priests chosen by Lord in the Old Testament.
每天在会幕圣殿面前为人民的罪献祭，为自己的罪献祭。
And those priests were giving sacrifice to Lord for their own sins and also for the sins of other people.
可是我们在新约的时候，彼得也用类似的话来勉励我们。
And in the New Testament, Peter used similar words to encourage us.
好，我们一起来念第二章第五节和第九节。
We're going to read together, First Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and 9.
你们
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
这边有几个字我们特别注意，我们是借着耶稣基督的宝血成为圣洁的祭司。
So there are some key words here, and we become a royal priesthood through Jesus' precious blood.
也就是我们今天要纪念主在十字架上为我们所流的宝血。
So today we're going to remember the precious blood that God has shed for us on the cross.
我们弟兄姐妹在神的眼光里面，我们现在都是圣洁的祭司，圣洁的国度。
So in the eyes of God,In eyes of God, all the brothers and sisters are now holy priesthood, a holy nation, a royal priesthood.
是属于神的。
And we are God's special possession.
所以今天要从这个观点来跟弟兄姐妹再一次来分享我们如何是属于神的。
So today I'm going to share with you on how we can become God's possession.
罗马书保罗继续说。我们一起念，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。这里再一次讲到说，这是神所喜悦的，是理所当然的。
And here it talks about this is pleasing to God and.This is true and proper worship.
在说是神所喜悦之前，我们已经被成为圣洁，才可能被神所喜悦。
So before we can be pleasing to God, we need to be holy.
所以这一切都是神在我们身上所做成的。
And this is all this is accomplished by God.
我们今天成为神的儿女，这神的儿女这几个字是不得了的定义。
When we become God's children, it has such profound significance.
神的儿女是圣洁的。
God's children are holy.
是神所喜悦的。
And they're pleasing to God.
不是凭着我们所做的功夫，是神所为我们的罪所洗净的。
So this is not really can be accomplished by ourselves. This is what God has accomplished for us through His precious blood.
所以我们再一次要思想我们如何把自己当作活祭献给神。
So we need to rethink how we can become living sacrifice to God.
我前面三次用了三次的时间跟大家分开说，我们把这个身体献上有三，主要有三个部分。
Earlier I shared with you in the first three parts on how we can give ourselves up as a living sacrifice.
第一部分讲到我们的生命，也就是我们的时间。
The first part, we talk about time on our life.
想想我们每一个礼拜，每一年，我们在神面前献上了多少的时间？
Think about how much time we give to God every year.
第二部分是神所赐给我们的恩赐或能力。
The second part is about the gifts and talents given by God.
神在圣经里面用耶稣为门徒洗脚这个做榜样，要我们学习如何彼此服侍，彼此相爱。
So, God used the example of Jesus washing feet for his disciples and used this example to tell us how we should serve each other.
这个恩赐不是从我们学习努力来的。
So, we cannot just learn to get this gift.
这是神所在教会当中所赐的。
And this gift is given by God.
我们互为肢体，我们都是身体的一部分。
We are different parts of the body, and we are just one part of the body.
最后一部分是我们的财宝。
And the third part is talking about our treasure.
所以今天我要去跟大家分享的最后一部分就是我们如何献上我们的财宝。
So, today I'm going to share with you about the third part, how we should give our treasure.
神创造亚当夏娃之后，他的亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他所生的儿女，在创世纪第十章就开始献祭。
So after Adam and Eve fell into sin, their descendants started to give sacrifice to God.
可是在远古时候，我们不晓得多少几千年以前，他们献祭的时候就发生了一件事情。
And in the ancient history, when they give sacrifice, one thing happened.
亚当的两个儿子，一个叫亚伯，一个叫该隐。
Adam had two sons, and one is named Cain, and the other was named Abel.
他们都把他们所认为好的献给神。
And they gave what they thought was good to God.
可是神只悦纳亚伯的供物。
But God was just pleased about the offering provided by Abel.
第四节说他将羊群中头生的献给神。
And in verse 4 it talks about that Abel brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborns of his flock.
后来在希伯来书，希伯来这位神秘的作者做了一点点的解释。
And in the book of Hebrew, there was some interpretation about this.
希伯来书十一章四节说，亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
In Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 4 says, "By faith Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did." By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead.
在亚当的第一个家庭，他们就知道要因着信把一切献给神。
So in that the very first family of Adam, they knew that they need to give sacrifice to God by faith.
对神的信。成为他称义的见证。
So the faith becomes a testimony for them to become righteous.
后来在公元前2000年，亚伯拉罕第一次献十分之一时候，有以下的记载。
And then 2000 BC, when Abraham gave a sacrifice, the Bible gives us this kind of description.
这是在摩西颁布神的律法之前500年。
And the time was 500 years prior to Moses enacting that law.
好，我跟杨龙一起把这17节到20节念一遍。亚伯兰。
This is in
亚伯兰杀败基大老马和他同盟的王回来的时候，所多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他。沙威谷就是王谷。 又有撒勒王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司，他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰，至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
You want me to read? Okay. And Abraham returned from defeating Kedorlaomer and the kings allied with him. The king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abraham, saying, Blessed be made Abraham by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand. Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything.
在希伯来书也为这段经文做了注解。
And there is also some interpretation in the book of Hebrew about these verses.
希伯来书第七章第一节到第四节说，这麦基洗德就是撒勒王，又是至高神的祭司。本是长远为祭司的，他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。亚伯拉罕也将自己所得的取十分之一给他。他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒勒王，就是平安王的意思。他无父无母无祖仆无生之始无命之中，乃是与神的儿子相似。你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来的上等之物取十分之一给他，这人是何等的尊贵呢？
This Melchizedek was king of Salem and the priest of God Most High. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, the name Melchizedek means king of righteousness. Then also, king of Salem means king of peace. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever.Just think how great he was. Even the patriarch Abraham gave him a tenth of the plunder.
这边有提到与神的儿子相似。
Here it talks about resembling the Son of God.
在亚伯拉罕那时候是公元前1500年的时候，就已经把耶稣基督的形象预表出来。
So Jesus' image was prophesied about 1500 years prior to 1500 BC.
然后亚伯拉罕的儿子的儿子就是以亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各那时候也许从他父亲那边或从神那边领受到这个尊贵的礼物。
And Jacob, which was son of Abraham, probably also inherited this precious gift.
在创世纪二十八章二十节到二十节，雅各许愿说：“神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃、衣服穿，使我平平安安回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱的石头也必做神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。”
Genesis 28, verse 22-22. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I'm taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's household, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
记得这边的先后次序。是神所赐给他的，他才把十分之一献给神。
Pay attention to the sequence here. First, God gave him certain things, and then he gave what God has given him a tenth back to God.
后来在摩西颁布律法的时候，在很多处，这时候已经写在律例典章当中，把这个神的心意放在里面。
So in a lot of the laws and commandments that Moses later enacted, a lot of this tenth, giving a tenth of the belongings to God has already been incorporated into those laws and commandments.
利未记这边提到说，地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，是十分之一是耶和华的，是归给神，耶和华为圣的，因为你 归耶和华，你神为圣洁的名。耶和华因从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
So in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, we can see here, a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord, is holy to the Lord. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. Out of all the peoples on the face of the earth, the Lord has chosen you to be his treasured possession.
神明明白白地讲说，这些世界上他所赐给我们里面有十分之一是要归耶和华为圣的。
So it's very clear here that a tenth needs to go to the Lord.
中文圣经里面归耶和华为圣都是用特大的字显出来。
In either in English Bible or Chinese Bible, the statement belongs to the Lord, is holy to the Lord, is already always expressed in capitalized letters.
不但是世界上的物这些所创造物是十分之一是属神为圣，而且我们这些属神的他所拣选的子民也是属神为圣的。
So not just those things from the land belong to the Lord and they are holy to the Lord, but also the people, God's children, should also be holy to the Lord.
虽然摩西颁布的十诫跟律法也把这十分之一的概念记在他们的典章当中，可是以色列并没有遵守。
But Israelites did not really obey the commandments about the tithe.
所以在旧约的最后一个先知最后一本书马拉基神借着马拉基讲了神在旧约当中最沉痛的一句话。
So in the last book of the prophet in the Old Testament, there was a very sad statement.
这边说人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何时上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因你们通过的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就都临到你们的身上。但万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，请服于你们，甚至无处可容。
Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you asked, "How are you robbing me? In tithe and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house." Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it.
从此之后，四百年神不再说话。
And then 400 years, during the 400 years after that, God did not speak to them.
好像以色列人觉醒了，他们去遵行这个规定。
And later, Israelites woke up. They started to realize their fault, and they started to obey the command.
可是，在马太福音，耶稣告诉我们一个事情，在23节我念一下：你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一。那律法更重的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
In Matthew 23, Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
这边神说我们不但要不只是要遵行十分之一的献祭，而且更重要的公义、怜悯、信实这些 敬畏神所表现出神子民的特性也要去遵行。
So here, God teaches us that we should not just practice this tithe, but also we need to pay attention to justice, mercy, and faithfulness, which are the attributes of God's holy children.
那时候以色列包括这些法利赛人有很多对耶稣的挑战。
At the time, the Israelites, including the Pharisees, had a lot of challenges to Jesus.
有一次，法利赛人差遣他的门徒去挑战耶稣，说：“纳税给该撒可不可以？该撒的物当归给可不可以？”耶稣回答说：“该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。”
So, one time, a Pharisee sent a person to raise a challenge to Jesus, saying that, which verse is?
马太二十章。
So in Matthew's chapter 22, basically saying that who I should give this to. And then Jesus replied, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
神的物当归给神。
So give to God what is God's.
神绝对不会要一些他没有给我们的。
And God will not ask from us what he has not given us.
哥林多后书第八章说：“因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。”
And in Second Corinthians chapter 8, for if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have.
所以奉献是从神的爱而。对不对？是神的爱来的，因为万物都是从神而来，而且这个神要我们把这些分别为圣归给神，是神所喜悦的，是理所当然的，而且是会蒙福的。这一切都是因着信我们的神所做的。
So sacrifice is from God's love, and God wants us to give this sacrifice to Him, and this is showing God's love, and all came from God.And they're holy to the Lord, they're pleasing to the Lord, and God deserves it, is blessed, and is by the faith.
我们今天再一次思想主耶稣为我们做了多少。
And today we're rethinking about what Jesus has accomplished for us.
他爱我们，甚至将独生子献在十字架上，为我们的罪死了。
He loved us so much that he even gave up his only beloved son for us, who died for us on the cross.
从今而后，我们就属乎神了。
So, after that, we belong to God.
不但如此，神还将他的宝惠师圣灵赐给我们。
Not only so, he also give us the Counselor, the Spirit.
世世代代印证了我们是他宝贵的儿女。
And this is a sign for us that to show us that we are his precious children from generation to generation.
是神还有什么最好的东西没有给我们
？So God has given us the best thing that He has.
可他提醒我们说，我们是属他的，我们要归他为圣洁的子民。要献给他。
And but he reminds us that we belong to him, and we need to be his holy children, belonging to him.
在约翰福音二十一章，当耶稣记载耶稣第三复活之后第三次向门徒显现。
When Jesus appeared to his disciples the third time,
他在那天早上。拿饼和鱼给他们 先拿饼跟鱼给那些门徒吃。
And he took the bread and fish and gave it to his disciples.
等他们吃完了，耶稣问了他们一句话。
And after they were done eating, Jesus asked them one question.
我觉得这句话就跟马拉基书最后一句话有点相对应。
And I think this statement similar, kind of echoing what was written in the book of Malachi.
耶稣要问我们说，我们爱他比这些还深吗？
And Jesus asked us, do we love him more than this?
这些是什么？
And what are these?
这些就是我们在人生当中常常以为最宝贵的金钱、时间和我们的工作。
And these refer to the many things that we think are valuable in our life, such as time, life, and treasure.
求主啊，在今天在主的十字架面前，我们再一次省察自己，我们爱主有多深。
And today, we are re-examining ourselves to think about how much do we love our God.
下面有十几分钟的时间啊，我们有点祷告，把感谢的心献给神，不是为自己的需要所祷告啊，我做结束的祷告。
In the next period of praying time, we're going to give our thankful heart, show our thankful heart to God, not just not praying for our own needs.But just to give thanks to God. And Brother Wang will give the conclusion prayer for this prayer.
祷告结束之后，请王云成弟兄为我们做薄饼的服事。
And Brother Wang Yuncheng will conduct the communion service.
我们的主，我们在天上的父，我谢谢你，你亲自设立这样的饼杯，是要我们来纪念你，纪念你的死，纪念你的复活，一直到你在。如果你把你的宝贵的爱子赐给了我们，如果没有什么你不再赐给我们的。我们真是满心的感谢主你所赐给我们的一切，我们手段不尽的恩典。主，我们也求你让我们有爱主的心，爱弟兄姊妹的心。主，我们也求你给我们一个愿意的心，来献上身体作为活祭。主，就是你亲自给我们所说的。把我们的时间，把我们的财宝，把我们的才干，都能够献给你。然而主，你也告诉我们说，那更重要的，我们要行公义，好怜悯，存诚实的心，与神同行。主，我们就求你把你的旨意，用在我们塔拉开斯教会之中。让我们弟兄姊妹同为肢体，互相建造，能够成为这里一块金灯台，荣耀主你自己，把外人，把这里我们知道的华人有上千，能够主啊，让他们都能够成为主你国度里面尊贵的祭司，
我们谢谢你，祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Heavenly Father, thank you for our church, for this body of believers, Lord, and just gives you worship. I pray that you might inspire us through your Holy Spirit to be affirming to each other, to build each other up, to instruct each other accurately, Lord God, with love and with courage, and that you just build up the relationships that we have here, Lord God, so we might truly be brothers and sisters in Christ, and to be one in like mind, Lord. We know there's been a lot of pain in our church from all the recent events that have happened. Just pray that you give us abundant grace and your Holy Spirit to forgive each other for any perceived wrongs and just to build each other up, Lord God, to hold up Christ as the head of the church and just give all our worship to you. Give us hearts that love you. And help us to have lives that serve you, Lord God, lives that just serve the love. Open our eyes to receive all the opportunities, Lord God, that we have to love your children in this world and to love you with our hearts. Give us the power and the ability to accomplish all of your purposes, Lord. Just help God guide each of us how to serve. Please call your servants, Lord, to serve in your church for your purposes. And give us the power to accomplish these things that you've called us to do, Lord God. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 是何等不配，能够再一次来到这殿堂，看见主，我们的摆上，看见台前的礼和杯，再一次让思想到主你的爱是何等深，超过我们所能想象。也愿主你帮助我们，让我们在新的一年里面能够留住保守，也让我们能够有一个奉献的人生，让我们在新的一年里面有更多的摆上，更多的服侍。 能够更多的关怀弟兄姐妹，在教会里面有更多的服事参与，求主你看顾我们今天所给你这个时间，这样感谢祷告，祈求都是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。主啊。
感谢你，我们每天都能得救，是拜你，走在恩典，走在你的恩典救了我们每一个人。我的主，我神，我在你面前，我在你手，做了神的见证。主啊，谢谢你，是你伸出大能的手。 大卫带着病的流血，你都给医治好了。主啊，谢谢你，你是大能的神。主啊，感谢你为了我的罪，你钉死在十字架上，并且三天以后复活，让我们血你的样子，我们也都活过了。主啊，我们得救吃这个果子。主啊，谢谢你，感谢大能。 主啊，你的恩典，我们是永远无忘的，丰丰富富。主啊，谢谢你，感谢赞美，感谢向你请求祷告，实在是不配，是奉主基督耶稣的名求，阿门。
谢谢你在过去的地方，你给我们的带领，你给我们一切的保守，给我们的供应，你给我们一切的恩典，你给我们一个合适的契机。主啊，我们因为你是不坐在宝座上。
走啊，我带一份为你祷告。主啊，谢谢你保守杨主任，因为你也可以，你与杨主任同在。昨天晚上这半年的时间，你才撞了两次车。主啊，你给他很大的教训。主啊，谢谢你，因为你与他同在，他没有危险，没有出错，只是车坏了，人很平安。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你与他同在，你在保守他。还在向请求祷告，实在不配，是奉主基督耶稣的圣名，阿门。
我们再次众弟兄姐妹来到面前，谢谢主，我们这位荣耀尊贵的主，谢谢您愿意称我们为圣洁的儿女。我们真的是不配，我们算得什么？我们能够在这边与主面对面，跟主祷告，我们在这边能够享受领受主为我们所预备的圣餐。我们虽然不配，但是我们还是凭着信来到主的面前，因为我们知道主你爱我们，而且爱我们到永远。愿在这世上行走的时候，在这教会当中彼此搭配服侍，愿主的心能够成为我们的心，让我们常常以基督的心为心，能够常常体会我们是不是所做的都能蒙神的喜悦。愿主的笑脸常常与我们同在。感谢祷告奉主基督耶稣的圣名。
大家信到这个家庭健康，我们看到这个病很黑。
We come into the sanctuary of the Lord and we see this bread and cup.
这是主在两千多年前所设立与他的门徒所服用的最后一次晚餐所设立的这个病很黑。
And this bread and cup was set up 2,000 years ago when Jesus was having the last dinner with his disciples.
我们看见这饼跟杯分开在两边，我们就知道主为我们受死，他的身体跟血分开。
Well, we see that this bread and cup are on two sides, and and this symbolizes that Jesus died for us, and his precious blood and his body separated.
我们领会的王兄让我们看到。主爱我们，主为我们做了何等奇妙的工。
And Brother Wong just talked about Lord's love us so much and what amazing ways that He has given us and accomplished for us on the cross.
我们因为主的血，我们可以坦然无惧来到主的桌前，来享受主我们为我们预备的这爱的宴席。
Because of Jesus' precious blood, we can come to this bread and cup fearlessly and enjoy this bread and cup.
保罗在哥林多前书十一章给我们再次讲了这国语的真理。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul talked about this once again, the significance of this communion service.
我想祝弟兄姊妹，我们一起来同声用你自己习惯的语言，从哥林多前书十一章二十三节，我们读到二十节。
So we'll read together with our own language from verse 23 to 29.
我们大家一起，我们先来。
Let's start.
我的儿子传给你们，原是从主里所受的，就是主耶稣为爱的那一夜，他心里来。
因着主的爱，因着这盼望，我们就成为何
And with this faith, and with this hope, and with this love, we are people of such abundant blessing.
谢谢主，你再次让我们能够有这样的福分来到主的桌前。
Thank you for giving us this blessing so that we can come to your table.
愿我们每一个弟兄姊妹都用圣灵在我们心中做审查。
Every one of the brothers and sisters here can re-examine ourselves.
好让我们都有一个清洁的心来到主的面前，来享受与主面对面这段合一的心。
So that we can cleanse our heart and come before you to enjoy the spirit time.
谢谢主给我们这样的一个福分。
Thank you for giving us this blessing.
谢谢你的爱在十字架上。为我们成就的救赎大能。
Thank you for your love. Thank you for what you accomplished on the cross.
谢谢主，你给我们活在盼望中，让我们知道你还要来把我们带回去。
Thank you for giving us this hope that we know that you will come back again.
我们把我们心中的感谢、颂赞、赞美都归给你。
And we give all our praise and our prayer to you.
我们这样感谢，是奉爱子耶稣基督的名。好，我们请服事的弟兄，我们的执事们来一起来帮助他做这个分配。主耶稣基督被卖的那一夜
On the night when Jesus was betrayed,
主拿起的饼来，这一个饼，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们要如此行，为的是纪念。”
He raised this one bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
主的身体就这样的在十字架上。为我们受损、受枪伤、受那钉钉的钉刺、悲伤、受鞭伤，使我们得平安，使我们免除了刑罚。
And Jesus' body was broken for us, like those